Renew your mind. Renew your mind. The renewal of your mind will transform you. I know that sounds radical and actually quite simple, but it's a powerful consideration. This is a variation of the scripture from Romans 12:2. We often hear about the concept of transformation, but do we really conceive of what it means? What is transformation in reality? What does it look like? Transformation is putting an end to one process and beginning another. It means giving rise to a new, perhaps unfamiliar process. It's opening a process that will produce different outcomes. Now note, there is a challenge involved in renewing our minds. We think we are so smart that we can figure it all out. That's not the way transformation works. It's rather unfortunate that we don't take the time to request the help needed to do things differently. If the truth be told, while things may get worked out, it isn't always with the best efficiency. It isn't always with the best outcome. There's some basic truths that we refuse to acknowledge that impede our progress. Here are a few reflections to consider as we move along this journey, this inquiry into what it means to be about transformation. When considering the social challenges that we're facing these days, there are a lot of hidden, we'll call them landmines, a lot of booby traps, a lot of subtleties that could pop up and surprise us, all in our effort to arrive at transforming things. While it may not be reasonable to consider correcting and fixing everything at once, it's worthwhile to consider how we got here, as well as consideration for the best method of advancement. In the words of Albert Einstein, we cannot solve all problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. Isn't that interesting? When we think about how we got here, we've all been trained and educated, and we have all learned the very methods, thought processes, and thinking that created so much of what we're living with today. And yet, we think that thinking will get us out of this. Thank you, Albert Einstein, because I think you're onto something when you said we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. From the Bible, the book of Mark, chapter 3, verse 23 cites, how can Satan cast out Satan? Isn't that an interesting reflection? How can Satan cast out Satan? You are not going to evict yourself from your own house. It's going to take something different. It's going to take a different approach, a different engagement. How can Satan cast out Satan? In a matter of speaking, it ain't going to happen, right? That makes so much sense. And then we can even go to the 12-step program and paraphrasing and taking liberty on restating one of the steps, a variation of that step could be stated of myself. I am powerless to solve my problems, powerless to improve my life. I need help. That adds such a powerful admission of what it takes to move forward, what it takes to make a difference, is the acknowledgement that the thinking has to change. We need help in shifting our perspective. Too often our hidden arrogance about knowing better and knowing how to do things and knowing how to fix things, too often that interferes with our ability to see things differently. And it's that very mentality that has caused so much of what we're talking about in terms of changing. It's that very mentality that has created where we are. The attitude of smug intelligence being presented as intellectual advantage because we know better, or acts of charity. These things overshadow the absence of true transformation. These things get in the way of providing a new way of being. Consider that transformation may involve changing your circle of friends. Consider the landscape of your partners, of your associates, of your friends. Help to sustain the way things are now. Consider a new circle of friends, because this would certainly change your conversations. It would change your dialogue. It would change your practices of support. It would, in fact, change your life. One may also consider ending those practices that don't support you. We know those things in our lives that actually provide more stress than support. And have you ever noticed that in the past, we've all made changes in our lives? And despite these changes, many of the results, many of the outcomes appear as things that happened before. The results are the same. And we rationalize it in this way. Well, that's just the way things are. That's just the way I am. We make it okay. In reality, the actual answer is we haven't changed at all. We've just updated old habits, but there's been no change. That's why the results are quite similar as the past, because there has not been change. So finally, when we change our thinking and invite others in for partnership, for support, for true transformation in our lives, we are inviting a whole new landscape, a whole new way of engaging in life. We are inviting thinking that doesn't look like the thinking we embrace today. We could continue to perpetuate our old practices, our old way of thinking, but that's not renewal. That's not transformation. We can assume alternative possibilities in life, but just assuming those possibilities is one thing. Engaging in them is actually inviting, informing, incorporating transformation. And consider, true transformation does not allow for old practices to continue. True transformation does not allow for old practices to continue. It's as if you were considering a redesign for your house. One might transform a garage into a bedroom or an office space. After such a transformation, the car no longer fits in the garage. There's no space for the car because that space has been transformed. Transformation is about ending the prior experience such that the new experience is the only thing that now works. This is what is available as a result of transformation. So, be ye transformed by the renewal or the changing of your mind.